Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Gasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Help me, Alyssa, throw me a rope, please. I'm drowning.
I don't have any rope, Sean.
Jump a branch.
I'll jump in the water to save you.
Oh, can you swim? Jump in.
I can swim now.
Oh my god, pull me out. Help me out, Alyssa.
Oh my gosh, it's a shark from the shallows. We're not gonna make it.
There's a shark! I'm afraid of sharks. Oh my god, we need a bunch of piranhas to come and fight these sharks off for us.
And those giant jellyfish, you know, that Brian the shark in the shallows? We need those.
Yeah, stop telling me stuff while I'm in the water. Just help me get out. Help me get out, please.
Okay. Okay, I see a spot of light. We can swim toward the light. Swim toward the light.
No, that's going to heaven. We don't want to go towards the light. It's not our time yet.
Okay, oh, there's a clear path. There's a clear path right there just through the coral reef. Just don't hit the coral reef.
Hey, Chunky Kid over there. Throw me some of your Twizzlers. I can use it as a rope to get out.
There's a Chunky Kid. Oh my gosh, save us!
Come over here!
Why is he laughing at us?
I gotta get out.
We got it.
Okay, I'm out, but there's not enough Twizzler to get you out, Alyssa. I'm sorry.
I'm shark bait.
No, you're not shark bait. You're piranha bait.
I'm both bait.
Just kick your feet really fast, so if anything comes and gets you, you'll knock it out.
Chunky Kid, come back.
I'll go get a counselor.
Oh, okay.
Not for help, though. Not to help you. I just need counseling right now because I'm mentally unstable.
I'm screwed.
I'll be back in the morning. I promise.
Okay. Maybe I can make it till then. Oh, wait, there's the hippogriff. Okay, the hippogriff's coming to save me. It got me! Yes!
Yeah! Oh, get out, you're out, you're out!
Hippogriffs exist!
Oh, but you're all soaking wet. You can't come hang out with us.
I know. It's kind of X-rated right now. Can't hang out.
Yeah, we're having a dry party on the other side of camp, but but you can't come in when you're all wet like that.
Hippogriffs exist, though. One just saved me.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Yeah. I don't know. You want to go play back in the creek?
Sure. If hippogriffs come and visit us again.
We can go. Let's go back to the creek and play. I love playing when I'm unattended by parents. I can do crazy things.
Me too. But with parental supervision, it's not very fun.
Okay. That's cool. But you know what? Let's go do a podcast because...
We're good.
We did get out. Let's record a podcast.
Yes. Hey, Normie, give me a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
That's horrible.
I can't even control myself.
It's
so horribly awkward.
This is so awkward.
This is horribly awkward. No one off.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to episode 53 of Horribly Awkward. I am Sean, and unfortunately again, guys, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I'm your host again for this week. But I do have another killer show and a very special guest here to make up for me being me. So if you guys want to find out, and if you want to find out what that crazy story was that sparked that improv skit, you can always find that at the tail end of the podcast. So go look for it. It's hidden there. It's like a gem, guys. Go find it.
Yeah.
All the rainbow to the pot of gold. You will find it. Thanks for downloading and listening. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, tell a geek, tell a dork, tell a nerd, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing. So use what your mama gave you. And I'm not talking about your booty.
I do that a lot, though.
Send me your voicemails, ask me a question, or just yell at me and call me a creeper. I'm okay with any of those. I do have a voicemail today from Alex from the Is Anyone There podcast. That voicemail number is 510 800-300-3475. So if you guys send me a voicemail, I'll play it. Doesn't matter what it says. Unless you're trying to say you're going to destroy the world or it's something racist, it'll get played, I promise. So leave it to
me.
You
say Alyssa's hot and I'll blow you a kiss.
If you say Alyssa's hot, I'll play it twice. I will play it twice, and I'll put some cool effects behind it and some echo. Yeah, so I do have that voicemail coming up a little bit later from Alex from Is Anyone There? There? You guys can also reach out to me the old-fashioned way at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. On today's show, all the way from Alabama, I have a very cool YouTube personality. She does a ton of geek and nerd-related videos, such as movie and game reviews, collector toy unboxing, and personal vlog entries, which... I have to say, Alyssa, I adore that, and I'm saying that in the most manliest way possible, masculine way. Like, I adore that you do face-to-face with the cameras, because as you can see, I'm very nervous, and I don't like my face being seen. But, everybody, Alyssa White!
Woo! Watching for myself over here.
All right, crowd, settle down. We know you're excited. Alyssa!
Sean!
What is up?
The sky is
always up there. It's like I walk out in the morning. It's like, you were here last night. Well, maybe not. You were there last night, the day before. The sky just never goes away.
I'm expecting it to go down one day and surprise us all.
Yeah, I know it should, right? Wait, hold on. Okay, I'm recording. I had to make sure I was recording. Is all the stuff we've been doing? I was like, did I forget to push record?
That would have sucked.
Oh, we'd have to do our epic
improv.
Epic. Hey, you know what? I have a fun fact, an Alabama fun fact. You want to hear it?
Oh, really? Sure.
You may or may not know this, but in 1836, okay. Alabama became the first state in the United States to declare, do you know?
I don't know.
Christmas as a legal holiday.
I didn't know that.
Pretty awesome.
I have a fun fact about Alabama, too.
What's that?
Technically, in Alabama, sex toys are illegal.
You know what? I think Idaho has something like that too. It's like watching porn is a public health concern.
That is so weird.
But
I know the most inappropriate things, by the way.
But okay, but if you say sex toys, I mean anything could be a sex toy: a cucumber, a pickle.
I know.
A hot dog, corn dogs, are corn dogs illegal?
I don't think so. But, like, how am I supposed to know if you have them, though? Like, are they going to storm your house and just search them? Like, how do they know?
Yeah, that's weird. You have never known anyone to get busted?
No, but I don't think I know anyone that freaky, to be honest. If I do, they're keeping it low-key.
Can you just imagine that? It's like, who is it? Hello?
FBI, I heard you have sex toys in there!
What? Oh, no. You hear the toilet's flushing and it's clogged and there's, like, toilet paper and water everywhere because they're trying to flush all my sex toys.
This went inappropriate really quickly.
Oh, it always does. It always does. That's such a weird law. I don't see why anyone gives a crap about what people do.
Well, this is the conservative Bible Belt here, so you got to keep that in mind, too.
And now you just brought horribly awkward into that state. You guys are fucked.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah, we kind of are. Well, we kind of already were because, you know me, I'm just like open filter, don't care what anyone thinks. So I say whatever in my videos.
I really do, I like your videos. I love the fact that, I mean, I see your posts a lot on Facebook and you say you don't have like, You kind of, in other words, you don't really have a lot of confidence, but you do because you're putting these videos out with your face in it. That takes a lot of confidence.
Actually, like lately I've been feeling a lot more confident and you could probably see that on my Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what it is. I just feel more confident and I just don't give a shit anymore. I'm just like, I don't care what people think. I'm just going to post whatever.
You know, that's something we forget is like, okay, there's always people who are going to be mean or rude or cruel or haters. Yeah. They're going to make mean comments. They're going to do that to anybody. And it sucks for like someone like me. Like I haven't really gotten any shitty feedback for the podcast. But if I got something back that someone just said, oh, your podcast sucked. I listened to it. It made my ears bleed. It would really be discouraging to me. And since I just said that, naturally, I'm probably going to get something like that, a review like that, very soon, because people are assholes.
Okay, if anyone I know does that, I'll come for you. And not in the good way.
Alyssa's coming for you. She's going to strangle you. But like, it's usually just a comment. It is negativity, but why should it ruin our day?
Yeah. Like, I've gotten so many stupid comments on YouTube and stuff. It's like, doesn't even bother me anymore.
YouTube's the worst for that, because people will tell you to kill yourself, go hang yourself, you should shoot yourself. Yeah. Like, you know, you're ugly, or, you know, they'll say the rude stuff.
I get that a lot.
Oh, fuck them. Fuck them. No. Fuck them. You know what? Now, like, I don't know. It's kind of dumb. For one, you're not ugly at all, so I'll tell you that. And for two, like, don't, yeah. It's, YouTube is like, you know what I picture when these comments are made is some little kids, 12 years or younger. No, let's go for 16 years or younger with a friend. I doubt, you know, it's a lot of solo acts. Yeah, but I was talking to Leanne Mosley last week, you know, makeup artist, and she has people go into her Twitch and tell her to kill herself and stuff all the time.
Wow.
I don't know about all the time, but she has. Yeah, it's people are stupid.
Yeah, they wouldn't say that to your face, so it's just, don't do it on the internet either.
Yeah, it's cruel. Like Normie, our friend Normie, Normie Late, you know, mm-hmm. Normie, give us a hard background. Okay, well, she her cat got out last week, which is super sad, and then some random person, probably for the thrill of doing it, shot it in the head. With, I think, a BB gun. Yeah, I think it lost its eye. It's in the vet. It's going to live. Luckily, it barely missed its brain. But there's, like, a BB or something inside its head. And, like, people are cruel. There's no way to avoid it.
No.
So
poor
sad.
Poor kitty.
Yeah, let's... Normie, we're sending you lots of love and prayers.
I mean, I'm a cat person. Of course, alley cat. So, that hits me hard.
Yeah, you're a cat. You have any cats? How many cats do you have?
I have one cat, and her name is Sookie, and she is the most antisocial cat I think that has ever existed.
How could you call yourself a cat person if you only have one cat? I picture, like, a cat person with 10 cats.
I would love to have more, but she's really, really selfish, and she doesn't like other cats.
Oh, yeah. You just got to do it. You just got to force another cat into the environment and see, and just let it happen.
Yeah.
Let them box it out. Cats are cool. Yeah, I'd like to have a cat. Cats are cool just because, for the most part, they like to be left alone. And then every once in a while, you pet it. But like, my apartment complex, they want, like, a $500 deposit for a cat. And I'm like,
wow.
I don't really want to drop that kind of money just for the deposit.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Plus a cat, plus all this stuff for a cat. You're looking at, looking at $800, grand. I don't know. Mm. I don't know how much it costs.
Yeah.
So no way. I'll stick to, I don't have anything in here, you guys. I have a bat back there, Batman. If anybody's watching the video.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Batman's awesome.
It's got purple and black soundproofing stuff.
Yeah, I love the purple and black combination. Like I was saying earlier before we started the video, that Saints Row purple, that dark purple, it's my favorite color.
Just remembered something. Six Toys Saints Row.
Oh, what was it called?
The purple, I forget what the name of it was, but it didn't do, when I used it, it didn't do a lot of damage, but it was just so much fun to use that I would just use it sometimes.
The penetrator.
Yes, yes, yes.
There you go, yes. Yes, it's a big old dildo bat.
Yes.
Yeah, crazy.
I love that thing.
Saints Row is crazy. I hope they come out with a new one soon.
Yes.
I'm a little bit tired of all these properties trying to go beyond what they were, like, way beyond. Call of Duty's going into space and jetpacks, and then Saints Row is, like, flying around, and then they went to hell. I just want to run around like a normal human with crazy guns that a normal human wouldn't carry.
Yeah, like, Saints Row 3 was perfect to me. Like, I adored it.
That's the first one I played.
I played Saints Row 2, and it was hit and miss. Like, a lot of it was fun, but some missions were just really frustrating. It was trying to get its footing. Like, it was still kind of like a GTA clone at that point, But then Saints Row 3, it was just totally itself, and it was amazing. And that was the one with the tiger, right? Like, that you had to chauffeur around the city? And it would, like, maul you, and you'd have to, like, yeah. get sleeping pills?
Yeah, you had to drive, like, really slow, or really, you know, you couldn't, like, shake the car or bump into anything, yeah. and it'd screw you up.
Another thing I love about that game is the random sing-alongs that just happen, like, during a certain mission.
Yeah.
Those were always so good.
What, wasn't there a, Sublime song?
Yeah, that was that in the third? I think that was the third one.
That was that was the third one.
And I believe if you play Gat Out of Hell, you can drive around with Satan, and it has a sing-along between them, but I haven't played that expansion yet.
Get Out of Hell's cool. It's okay. It's very
it's okay.
simple. Yeah, it's okay. It's if you find it cheap, it's definitely worth it.
It's free on PlayStation Plus until the end of August, by the way.
Oh, damn. There you go. Definitely worth it. I mean, I think you could do the whole thing in like 7 or 8 hours, like complete. I collected like 900 and something of those orbs.
And you play as Kinsey and Johnny Gat, right? Or is it just...
I think so. It's been a while. It's been a
Johnny
while.
Johnny Gat.
Since, yeah, I know. Johnny Gat for sure. Kinsey, maybe.
I think Kinsey's in there too, but it's been a while since I've heard news about it.
So if anybody's listening and they're wondering what the fuck we're talking about, we're talking about a game that started off kind of like a GTA game, which is kind of like a gangster game. And then it started getting all these crazy weapons. Like we were talking the Penetrator.
And which costumes and stuff.
Costumes. Yeah. The Penetrator was a 6 foot or like a four to 6 foot.
I think it was eight foot.
8 foot purple dildo. Run around and smash the shit out of people. Like, that's how crazy it got. And then it went to Saints Row 4, where you were flying around with superpowers.
That's where aliens destroyed Earth, and you were president. And then you had to collect orbs. Like, Crackdown, like, collect orbs. And I hated having to climb those stupid towers, because I'd always fall off and then have to restart.
And then they had, you were the president, and then you were, like, in the Matrix or something.
Yes. Something and then they crazy. Had that... The talking toilet thingies stuff.
And then they went to hell, where they literally were in hell with Satan and all that, and you're playing as this one guy. Crazy, crazy game, crazy game. Do you watch Mr. Robot?
I do.
Okay, I don't want to spoil it for anyone. Did you watch this last episode?
Yes.
Holy shit. Like
I know.
I was like okay. Okay. A lot of shows do the thing where they pull the curtain over your eyes and it doesn't work. It makes me frustrated. I was not expecting that. I thought it was...
I wasn't either.
The writers are so good in Mr. Robot.
I think it was mostly Sam Esmail, the creator and director. I think he mostly writes it too, so he's majorly talented.
It's like, it's a show of, it's really dark and serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's really slow, so every once in a while you forget something big's going to happen, because it always does.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, I kind of get bored, like, okay, is the show falling apart right now? And then all of a sudden I'm like, boom, like, no, they were fucking with us.
Yeah.
Back on board. Oh, crap. But that 80s sitcom thing from last week.
Yeah, wow. I love that. It's like a Full House throwback, and I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
It's like Full House meets like Step by Step.
Yeah.
with the music and boop da bop ba da. And I loved it. It was so cool. And I was like, wow, it was like 15, 20 minutes into the episode. It's still going.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is amazing. Yeah.
I'm just happy Christian Slater's finally in a TV show that has been renewed for 3 seasons now, because he's done like 3 so far that got canceled after the first season. And now he's in a successful one.
What was his other ones?
I can't even remember their names now. They were so short-lived. One star Taylor Lautner, though. I know that.
Taylor Lautner was in a TV show?
Yeah, when he was a little kid, right before Twilight. And it was with Christian Slater, and it got canceled, like, the first season.
So many shows get canceled.
Taylor Lautner actually is going to be in Scream Queens season 2.
You know, I like Scream Queens. I watched, how many episodes were the first season? Was it 12, 13?
I believe it was 12 or 13. It was around those.
So for 11 or 12 episodes, I was so into it. I don't know what happened. I never watched the final episode. I just, I did.
Oh, you didn't find out who the killer was?
No, I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna watch it because I only got one episode. Because I thought it was hilarious. The one dude was his name like Chad or something?
Yes, Chad. What was his last name? It was something really preppy and.
That's the really funny guy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy is hilarious. The shit that he says just it's so random.
Yeah.
It's so random. It's great comedy. It's good writing.
And like all the girls wanted to be with him, and I'm like, he's such a douche. Like really.
What a douche. Yeah, I like that show. I like that show. But there's a lot of shows. There's a lot of shows I watch like 3 or 4 episodes, and if I'm not like dying to see the next episode, I just stop because there's not enough time to like watch shows that are not super good.
Oh yeah.
Scream. Did you watch Scream?
I watched the first season. I haven't seen the second.
Yeah, it was. You know, it wasn't a terrible show, but what got to me was the way MTV shows, they put this music into it. They put this music that does not fit the scenes.
Yeah.
And it just puts me out of the mood to watch it. Yeah. So I don't know.
I did like their take on Scream the first season. I've heard the second season's not as great, but I thought they did a okay job with it.
They did a fantastic job with the very first movie, but then they made a couple more that just kind of ruined the point. Sometimes things are good one and done. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Get your point across and it works.
I thought Scream 4 is actually pretty good. Again, Wes Craven picked that one up, though. The first and fourth are my favorites.
The first and the fourth. Okay, the fourth one, she, like, went back and there was a body in the trunk, right?
It's, like, showing her niece and all of her niece's friends and stuff. And it starred, like, Hayden Panettiere, Emma Roberts.
Oh, Emma Roberts.
Bunch of other people.
I love Emma Roberts. I love Emma Roberts. I so much do. I watch whatever she puts out. That's why I was watching Scream Queens to begin with. Of course. She plays a good, like, bitch.
She does.
There was that movie where, like, her and the guy pretended to be her dad, and they went on a family trip.
We're the Marshalls.
That was a great movie. That was awesome.
That one actually made me laugh, and I don't laugh at a lot of comedies.
Why not?
I don't know. I just don't find them funny. But that one, for some reason, did.
Do you watch them alone?
I usually watch them with my parents, and none of us laugh.
Yeah. When I watch comedies alone or with other people who are not laughing, it doesn't really click. But when I'm in a theater and I go see a comedy and people are laughing, like it makes it that much better. When I saw Step Brothers in the theater, people were laughing so hard that you would miss entire scenes because people were laughing. They wouldn't. But it was great. I mean, I liked that environment.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. That's awesome. What else are you watching?
A lot of stuff. Like, I've been doing the 100-day film challenge where I have to watch one movie I haven't seen a day for 100 days. So, watching lots of stuff.
That is correct. Let's go through Alyssa's thing and let's see what movies you watched recently. Let's see. Alyssa White. Right there. You got two of them. I always get confused by this. Okay.
I actually have a website where I'm chronicling that stuff. My reviews and stuff.
Let's see what you watched. High Rise, not into that. Wait, no, High Rise. Wait, no, that's not what I'm thinking. You know what? Thomas Hiddleston, I can't stand that dude. Tom Hiddleston, sorry.
I like his voice. Like, his voice is amazing. But I don't like that he's with Taylor Swift. That drives me crazy.
Oh, is he dating Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Taylor Swift because she has an overbite. I think that's sexy. Oh, I love it. It's sexy. It's so sexy.
People say I look like her, and I don't see it.
Yeah, you do. A little bit.
I don't see it. People in the chat, do I look like Taylor Swift?
I heard Taylor Swift's a real, like, bitch outside of her music career. A little something came to the light recently. I can't remember what it was, but there's a lot of rumors going around. So you saw Creep. I haven't seen that. Is it worth watching?
I would say yes, it's worth watching. Netflix said I'd give it 1 star, but personally I give it 3.5 out of 5.
Okay.
I thought it was very well done. It's unique, and I'm not going to say too much about it because it'd spoil it, but Mark Duplass is fantastic in it.
Mm-hmm. I love when they do a found footage films right.
Yeah. And it's more of a, like a, is this guy crazy kind of movie than anything else? You have to figure out, like, is he crazy or is he actually doing this for the right reasons?
Ooh, I love it. I love those type of movies. Oh, I love
it. It's only 77 minutes long, too, so it's the perfect length.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'd highly recommend checking it out.
Yeah, you can't do found footage for too long. It loses its, it just loses its impact after a while when it's too long. Like, I liked Paranormal Activity. I thought those were great.
I watched the first three of those, and after that, I stopped.
Yeah, they kind of lost what was special about it. But the first one was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that one, that M. Night Shyamalan, The Visit. I thought that was really good.
I haven't seen that one yet, but I need to.
Yes.
I've got it, and I haven't watched it.
Need to see it. Watch it. I saw it in the theater. It was great. I see one more selfie, because why the F not? Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've been taking a lot of selfies for some reason. I'm like, I might as well just post them on Instagram and stuff. I don't care.
Yeah, why not? I get so nervous when I do selfies if it's not like the perfect. I hate it. I don't know. I'm just like, that kind of shit fucks me up. Let's see, what else do you hear? What else did you watch recently in your 100-day film challenge? You watched What We Do in the Shadows. I haven't seen that.
That one was really good. I'm surprised I haven't seen it sooner. It's like a mockumentary, but it follows this group of four flatmates who are all vampires, and it's fantastic. It's funny. It's not really scary, but it's just such a unique take on the vampire genre. I highly recommend it. Taika Waititi did a fantastic job. He stars in it and directs, so I have faith in him for Thor Ragnarok.
You said that like a true Brit. You said flatmates. You say roommates, right? in Alabama, or is it a flat in Alabama?
It's roommates, but I'm trying to separate myself from Alabama, so...
Flatmates. Like, flatmate.
So like, I'm trying to, like, kind of spell words differently and, like, say different, like, words and different terminologies and stuff. Like, I know some Canadian people, so sometimes I catch myself saying something like sorry or borrow or something like that, which sorry. probably sounded terrible with my accent.
Sorry sounds Canadian.
That is Canadian, and okay. I watch some Canadian people on YouTube, and I'm friends with them, so I kind of picked up on that, so I'll be like, sorry, and someone will be like, why are you saying sorry for, and I'm like, I said sorry, and they're like, no, you said sorry.
Say sorry, not sorry.
Shut sorry, up. Not sorry.
Yeah, say shut up. Why are you worried about how I say sorry, sucker?
And like, I don't think I have an accent, but people say I do, and it's good, and I'm like, I don't hear it. I'm like, have you heard some other people from Alabama's accents? My voice is nothing like that.
Yeah, accents are weird, right? You can just kind of, you can almost tell where people are from. I mean, do I sound like a Californian? I probably do, right?
I mean, I don't think you have an accent at all, so, I mean, I wouldn't know.
Like, when I talk to people from Australia, you know, I've had a couple of people on from the UK. It's like, It's like, I love your accent. I love your accent. You can say anything to me. It's all sounds fantastic. I bet you I sound like a freaking idiot. Like, do Californians to someone from Britain, from, you know, someone over the seas, do they sound like idiots? And I know we probably do. I probably do sound like an idiot. But they're like, yeah, you have an accent. You sound different. You sound cool to me. And I'm like, fuck, you're the first person that's ever said that.
I get it quite a lot. They'll be like, oh, your accent's so cute. I love your accent. And I'm like, I don't hear an accent. Like, I don't want a southern accent.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just always feel like I sound like an idiot. And listen, sometimes I... No?
Mm-mm. Oh, I don't think you do.
If Alyssa says it's true, it's true!
I like your voice.
Thanks! I'm gonna talk funny so you won't like it no more. Do you like my voice now? Hey!
That's fantastic.
Alyssa! What have you watched lately? What is your favorite show you watched lately?
Oh, crap. Probably Penny Dreadful, which I need to watch the third season, and Netflix doesn't have it.
Wait, third season, didn't it get canceled?
Yes.
Well, there's no third season. This would be the second season that just came
out.
No,
I mean, like, it got canceled after the third season ended. And Netflix has the first two seasons. They don't have the third season, and I'm going crazy because I need to watch the last season. I need to find out what happens.
So there was a third season.
Yeah.
Okay, I watched the first season, and don't know why I didn't go back and watch anymore. I thought it was pretty cool.
The second season's better than the first, in my opinion.
What's the girl's name? Is it Eva Green?
Yeah, I say Eva Green, but Ava, I've heard Ava. I don't know how you say it. I've heard it both ways.
Yeah, she is fantastic. Oh,
she's amazing.
I don't know what it is about her, but my attraction levels are at 10.
me too, and I'm straight. Like, seriously.
Yeah, Eva Green. Ava. Actually, you know what?
However you want to say it.
I want to tweet at her and say, how do I say your name properly? I guess I could just go to a review on YouTube.
Or you just be like, me and Alyssa both think you're a 10. We love you.
Come on the podcast so we can talk to you.
Ronnie Zurbriggen says I do have an accent and it's Southern. Ronnie?
Oh, you definitely have an accent.
I know that.
Yeah, I see Ronnie over there. Yeah, Ronnie! Big shout to him.
Jessica Canales is in here.
Who?
He's a good friend of mine. Joseph Canales.
Oh, they said Jesus Gonzalez. I was like, what?
Oh, Jesus. If Jesus shows up, that's a big deal.
My buddy Jesus. My buddy Jesus Gonzalez. You can say Jesus. We call him Jesus.
Okay.
But yeah, I see some names. Megan Myers. Hey, Megan. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to Joseph Boone. And is that, I don't know.
Let's see. These are Michael Maxwell.
Michael Maxwell. Big shout out to you.
We're just calling people's names out.
Yeah, since we're doing shout outs, let's do a shout out section. You ready?
Okay.
Yeah. It's party time, people. I'm gonna shout it out. Tell my friends what it's all about. Making love in the streets and between the sheets. Gonna shout them homies out. It's the Horribly Awkward Podcast. It's a shout-out segment of the show. So shout out the people you know. Let's make love grow on the Horribly Awkward Show.
As always, big shout-out to Jason from the Three is Comedy Podcast for that fantastic jingle. I got some people watching live, and they didn't hear no jingle. You can on the edited version. It's there. And a big shout-out to Leanne Mosley, makeup artist. Oh, she's so freaking awesome. She came on the podcast last week. Go listen to that episode if you haven't. Such a sweetheart. Follow her on all of her social media as at Lusterdust, which is LustreDust. And she also does Twitch streams of her makeup art, which are freaking a fun time. So go check her out on Twitch. It's at twitch.tv/LustreDust. Also, you guys, big shout out to Rocky Suits from the Tavern Podcast. I was listening to his podcast the other day. He was giving me a big shout out. Big shout out to Horribly Awkward and everything I'm doing. So I'm sending that love right back to you, Rocky. So big shout out to Rocky. I really appreciate it. Go listen to his podcast. Very cool. Sometimes he just kind of chats for a little bit, does some shout outs and plays some cool music for you. He'll have like bands, rappers, whatever, send him music and he'll play you some cool music. And I actually got introduced to a band called Cadillac Music on his last episode, and I went and listened to them on Spotify. They're fucking awesome. They're almost like Outkast, and I've been missing Outkast because Outkast hasn't been around for a while.
And that song stuck in my head. Hey y'all.
Hey, how's it go again?
I'm not gonna sing on camera.
I've seen you sing a lot of videos. Okay, so.
I know.
If you guys are missing Outkast because Outkast hasn't been around for a while, and I know we all are missing it, go listen to Cadillac Music. It's Cadillac and then M-U-Z-I-K. You know how we do. We just spell stuff wrong because it's freaking awesome. So, yeah, check those guys out, Cadillac Music. And Rocky Suits at the Tavern Podcast. And big shout out to Matt from Passers By Podcast. I will be on his episode this week. I talk a lot of personal stuff, crazy ex-girlfriends. There's some drug stories in there. Lots of crazy stuff. I believe that's episode 47, and that airs tomorrow. And you might be listening to this tomorrow. So it airs on Sunday the 21st. Passersby, listen to that podcast. Really cool dude. Matt's a really cool dude. And also, big shout out to hashtag Potter and Family on Twitter. If you guys search that hashtag, you can find a lot of other cool shows. A lot of awesome shows. Random Ramblings with Rob. Ice in the Face. Bad Cop Show. I mean, all these freaking shows. Go listen to them. And also, yeah, shout out to Bad Cop, Dave and Jerry. You guys are awesome. Ah, I think I'm done. I could probably give more shout outs, but I won't be here all day. Alyssa.
Okay. My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, first off, I'll see in the comments, Danny Michael O'Neill says, Alyssa, and sup, guys. Hi, Danny.
Hi,
you
Danny.
You are fantastic. He has an amazing YouTube channel. You should check it out.
What's his YouTube channel? Pimp it.
The Blu-ray Dan.
The Blu-ray Dan.
Mm-hmm.
The Blu-ray Dan. I like that.
And also, probably should give a shout out to someone who has been super amazing to me lately. His name is Robert Santelin, and he has his own YouTube channel, Robert Santelin, Your Geeky Tipster. He has been absolutely amazing. He's been a great friend, and he's supported me wholeheartedly. He's shared my channel and stuff. So thank you so much, Robert. I don't know if you're watching this, but thank you, thank you, thank you. You're an amazing friend.
Yeah, you gotta love people who support. Like it's mm-hmm. you know, YouTubers, podcasters, show support. One little share or one little retweet or one little shout out means everything to us.
It means the world to me. And everyone that shared my channel or videos or my website, thank you, because those are my babies and it's what I live for. So if you enjoy my content, thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. And I would love it if you shared it because I'm trying to reach 2,000 subs on YouTube. Shameless plug.
Let's get her there. Alyssa White, searcher, look for her. The geeky chick who's always looking to the camera, doing cool shit, unboxing cool shit, doing cool music, movie reviews. You might see her dressed up like Harley Quinn, sort of, with a heart on her face.
I did do that for my Suicide Squad review. Yeah. I would love to do an actual cosplay one day, but I don't have skills and I don't have money, so we'll make it happen one day.
That's two things needed.
Yes.
Skills and money. Let's send Alyssa some money and give her an app to download the skills.
Or someone could just send a Harley Quinn costume and that'd be great.
There you go, yes. No,
don't actually do that, people.
Do that, people.
Sean says do it.
Yeah.
If someone actually does it, then it's your fault.
I don't like asking for stuff, but I don't mind asking for stuff for other people.
People just want to see me dress up.
Yeah, yeah, awesome.
Also, going up to shout-outs, if you follow After In Media on Twitch and get them to 100 followers, I will post pictures of myself in a Japanese schoolgirl outfit. I have promised him that. So if he reaches 100 followers, you'll see me in a Japanese schoolgirl outfit. And the funny thing is, we both have the same outfit.
Wait, what's this? What is this thing called?
After In Media, he has a YouTube channel and a Twitch channel, but if you follow him on Twitch and get him to 100 followers, I'll post pictures of myself in a Japanese schoolgirl outfit, which he has the same exact one, and he's going to wear it too.
Boom. Like this page. Well, he looks like he has more than 100. He already has 100 followers on YouTube?
On Twitch.
On Twitch. Okay.
Yeah, he's got more subscribers than me on YouTube. Screw that.
It's so weird how that works. Like, someone will just have so many. It's just on Twitch specifically, you got to be playing the right game at the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have that, you know, like that guy who had, you know, all you got to do is get a game early and Twitch it. I mean, stream it. You might get banned for a day, but fuck it, you'll get followers.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how I don't even know how this stuff works. I have a YouTube channel which I don't really promote that often. I throw some of the unedited videos on there, and I got like 30 followers. Nobody goes to it.
I'm subscribed.
Thank you. Yay. I get one video from voice actor Sissy Jones, who did Firewatch. Mm-hmm. She did a couple other things. People just like hundreds of views on her video. That's the only one.
Yeah, I noticed that. And I watched some with Maggie Carr, and she was so adorable, and they need more views. I mean, she's so adorable.
Maggie Carr is like, she's stunning. I don't know. I love her voice.
I would love to, like, just talk to her sometime if we can make that happen.
Yeah, send it out. Maggie Carr,
I want to be best friends with you, Maggie Carr.
Alyssa White wants to, yeah, we'll do that. We'll set it on there. Right now she's doing it's called Walking on Sunshine. It's like a Christopher Walken type play thing.
Oh.
Right now, that's live till like the end of the month, but I'm sure we can do that. I'm sure we can set that up. Maggie Carr, we're coming for ya!
Plus, I need to actually talk to Ted again. Like, Ted in real life, I've never actually spoken to him before.
Oh, shit. We could probably make
like,
that happen.
Like, we follow each other on social media, but I've never seen his face personally or spoken to him personally.
Okay, let's see.
Calling him out.
Let's see right now. Let's see if we can pull Ted into the video. I'm going to say hi, Ted. We might be able to make that happen if he's not busy. I don't know. We'll see.
Don't be busy, Ted.
Ted, get on Skype. Oh, I put Skyo.
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 Yes, we have 10 people watching this.
He's like, what is this random message for me? He's probably mad at me because he doesn't like the new Titanfall beta, and I was telling him it was great, and he's all.
Oh God.
I think he's upset about some changes they made.
I saw a tweet of his like he was complaining about the Titanfall 2 beta.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my gosh, Ted.
Yeah, listen, you got to join our because I used to have the Horrible Gamers podcast, and I'm still in their group though. My buddies are still running it, but yeah, we have a group. If anybody is a gamer, join the Horrible Gamers community Facebook page, and there's, you know, other gamers in there. Lots of cool shit going on in there. We'd love to have you. That was my first podcast I did for 2 years. I did like 104 episodes, but. Oh my God, the video game industry is so hard to keep up with.
It is. Like, I'm trying to keep up with the movie industry, the TV industry, the video game industry. I'm just like...
You're doing it all. I watch YouTube videos on Suicide Squad, and then like the day before that, it's a video game review, and then you're going to the movies and watching. He's like, Jesus, slow down, Alyssa.
It's because I have no other life. This is my entire life.
I know what you mean. Me too. Other than work, like I just kind of hang out. Podcast is my social environment. I go to the movies sometimes. I'd say I go 50-50 by myself, which I don't mind. Mm-hmm. It's just, if it's a disappointing movie. Yeah, if it's a disappointing movie, you don't feel as shitty about dragging somebody to go watch a shitty movie.
Like, I like going by myself because I'm actually, like, I just don't like having people around me a lot. So, like, I like to go to a movie theater and not be interrupted or anything. So... just like, I'm perfectly fine being alone.
You know, actually, what I like the most about the movies is I'm a spaz. I have ADD. I can't, when I'm home watching movies, I pick up my phone a lot. So
I do too.
I've started to like put my phone on the other side of the room. So I'd have to get up and walk to it, and maybe I'd stop myself from doing it. But I love going to the movies because I just keep my phone in my pocket silent.
Because you don't want to be the dick that's like during the movie. The screen glowing and everyone's like, oh, put your phone away.
But it's like every time, it's like with this whole podcast thing, it's like when I'm watching movies and I see actors, I go, oh shit, I gotta look this person up. Maybe I can contact them or something. Like I'm seeing opportunities every second I watch a movie now, which is fun.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Ted saw my message. Is he gonna reply?
Oh, come on, Ted.
I see Ted on Facebook. I'm just gonna pull him in and see what happens. Let's see if he's around his computer.
Oh, that picture.
The little guy's Matt Bradford. Actually, I think that was a BB-8. I think, yeah, he photoshopped it. I don't think he's by his Skype, but it shows him online. We'll see that.
Ted, come on.
Oh, let's see.
There's a Tony that says, John, you are so awkward. His name's not John.
Wait, who said that? Tony? Oh, that's Tony Borg?
Yeah. Oh, you know him? Okay.
That's my that's my cousin's husband, so that's family. Yeah, okay. My name is actually spelled J-O-N.
Oh, it is?
It's Jean, but I go by Sean, and it's very confusing, so I changed my name on Facebook.
I didn't know that.
Not that many people know that. Yeah, so I grew up, everybody at school, teachers, everybody, kids who didn't know me, everybody called me John. But it's really, it's like Sean. It's like Jean. Jean.
Jean.
But
that was really bad.
Yeah, Jean. 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 Hey, Jean.
Like French?
Yeah, I guess it is French.
Yeah.
But yeah, see... we're already confused, and we've been talking about it for 3 seconds, so I was like, I'll just change it to Sean, S-H-A-W-N, very simple, get it right.
I was like, why is this guy calling you John when your name is Sean? But now I get it. I'm sorry, Tony.
Yeah, Tony, see, I can't see his comments. Where's that at? I don't think I'm on the right page. And guys, I am trying to do this live. I don't know how often I'll do it live, but we thought we'd try this out today. If you follow Horribly Awkward Podcast on Facebook, you'll get those notifications if I do go live. Either that, or I might try doing the YouTube to maybe get followers on YouTube, Horribly Awkward Podcast, mm-hmm. so I could set that up, maybe do that also. I can't do them both at the same time, but I can do them back and forth and see which one works the best. Because we all need followers. Go follow Alyssa, too.
Yeah, we both need followers. Yeah. We're both awesome.
We need followers.
Please follow us.
Yeah, it's the simple things. It's just one person saying a nice comment goes a long way. Everybody,
oh, it does.
Yeah, Rocky Such just liked my video that says trying to do this episode live. If he pops in there and sees this, he could see that I gave him a big shout out, dude. Rocky, I gave you a big shout out in the shout out section. I'm not sure if you're gonna see that, but I did. I promise. If you listen, it's there.
He really did. I can vouch for him.
Yeah, you can vouch. So Alyssa, what is up? What's going on in your life? What games are you looking forward to? What movies are you looking forward to? What food are you looking forward to? Taco Bell makes a lot of cool things out of the same ingredients. Are you looking forward to any variations of that?
I actually just did a video on my YouTube channel about the 25 most anticipated films of fall winter 2016 that I'm looking forward to, because there's over 100 actually coming out in the next few months.
Wow.
And I narrowed it down to 25.
Wow.
So do you want to know what movies I'm looking forward to? Go check that video out.
Let's go through your top 10 off that list. Oh gosh.
No, I didn't have them in numbered order, but let's see. Some that I'm really excited for. Rogue One, of course.
Yes.
Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Don't Breathe, which is coming out next week.
Yes.
Really good.
That looks fucking fantastic. I'm so excited for that. I'm going.
That's been three. Okay, let's see. Come on. Arrival by Denis Villeneuve looks pretty good.
I don't know what that
is. So far. It's like, it stars Amy Adams and Jeremy Renner, and it's just like about how a linguistics expert, yeah, there we go, and a mathematician have to talk to these aliens and try to decipher why they're here on Earth. I mean, Denis Villeneuve did Prisoners and Sicario, so I'm hoping for good things with this one.
Hmm. Wait, Sicario?
Mm-hmm.
The Prisoners in Sicario?
Yeah, he did both of those.
Is that the movie, or it's not called just Sicario, right?
There's a movie called Sicario.
Okay.
And then there's Prisoners, which Prisoners was fantastic. I loved it. Hmm. And I highly recommend it.
I haven't heard of that, but I have seen Sicario, and I like that movie.
Yeah.
Very dark.
Prisoners is brutal, though. It stars Hugh Jackman and Paul Dano, and it's really, really brutal, but if you can handle it, definitely watch it.
Paul Dano, I want to see Swiss Army Man so bad, I haven't seen it yet.
Me too. It comes out in October sometime on Blu-ray and DVD. But I've heard it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Like at Sundance, like half the crowd just walked out of the movie when it got to the farting corpse part, they didn't give it a shot. But I've heard it's actually a really fantastic movie. So I'm super excited to see it.
Daniel Radcliffe pulls off some good comedy. Like that Horns was pretty good. It was very random.
I need to see that. I actually own Horns and I haven't seen it. Like I have several movies I own that I have not seen.
Horns is pretty good. It's very weird and random, which makes it work.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm looking through movies, too. Masterminds, I'm going to see because Kristen Wiig is my chick. I'm in love with her, and I will go... Wait, Kate McKinnon's in Masterminds as well? Okay. And, and Zach Galifianakis. But Kate McKinnon and Kristen Wiig. Yeah, I love Kristen Wiig. I don't know why, but I do. You guys can't choose love.
I like her as a dramatic actress, not as a comedic actress.
There's something, I don't know, there's this look in her eyes. It's like, I see a look on her eyes as if mm-hmm. it separates her from the camera, and it's like, I don't know, I like it. I like her. I've seen a lot of her drama movies, like Skeleton Twins, I think.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen The Diary of a Teenage Girl?
No, I don't think so.
She plays the mother in it, and it's a fantastic, underrated film. It is very graphic when it comes to sex and stuff, but it's so well done, so well acted. And it stars Alexander Skarsgård as well, which I have a huge soft spot in my heart for him, so.
Yeah, Skarsgård. And his brother, Bill Skarsgård, right?
Yeah.
From Hemlock Grove?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pennywise.
Oh, yeah, Pennywise. Yeah, I've seen those photos, those Pennywise photos. Fantastic.
I think he looks pretty good. I haven't seen the original It, though, and I need to.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them? I don't know. Is that like a Harry Potter spinoff?
It is. It's set before Harry Potter, like in 1920s New York, and it centers on Newt Scamander, who is played by Eddie Redmayne. And that's pretty much all I know, but I love Eddie Redmayne, so I'll probably watch it.
You know, I've never seen a Harry Potter movie.
You haven't seen a Harry Potter movie?
No, I haven't. I was in that age. I was just right above the age where it was, like, appropriate to watch.
Yeah.
But I wasn't old enough to be, like, I could watch this kid's movie. I wasn't young enough to, like, you know, just barely missed that cutoff for me. So I just never watched it, but I always hear it's great.
They are. I think I've seen every one, and I love them all, so.
Emma Watson's super hot, so I'll give it that. not in Harry Potter, though. I'm not going that creepy.
No, don't go down that road.
Oh, so I Resident Evil. I haven't watched the trailer for that yet.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It looks so good. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
You know Sir Jorah Mormont?
No. I don't know anybody in Game of Thrones. It's so confusing.
The guy that Daenerys constantly friend zones.
Yes,
you feel bad for.
Yes.
He is going to be Albert Wesker in this last Resident Evil film, and I'm so excited.
Awesome. Yeah, the guy who has, like, the grayscale now?
Yeah, he's Albert Wesker.
I love you, Daenerys. Like, yeah.
I just want him to get some Daenerys action. Seriously, like, I feel bad for the guy.
It's like, we all love Daenerys. Why would she choose you, dude?
And I mean, I loved her with Khal Drogo, but, I mean, Sir Jorah has been with her from the very start. He has not left her side besides when she told him to go fix the grayscale. Like, I think he deserves it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. It looked like it might be going that way. Who knows?
Dario Naharis was hot, but he's kind of run his course.
Come on, you could ride with me on the dragon.
I mean, I would take Dario Naharis right now. I mean, but I'm just saying.
Daenerys, I want to ride with you on the dragon. You bitch. You never let me ride the dragon. Let me take the dragon out on a solo ride, please. Yeah, but hey, dating her, because you just want to take the dragon out for, like, a solo, like, cruise, and she would never let you do it.
And plus, like, you'd have to be careful, because if you pissed her off, she might Jakarish you with them, like, then you're dead.
I see your mom back there. She's running, look at her!
Ah! Video bomber.
What about Assassin's Creed? Are you looking forward to that? The movie?
I am actually looking forward to that, because I love Michael Fassbender. And I've heard there's going to be characters from the games in the movie, but they haven't said who besides Jeremy Irons' character. I'm hoping for Ezio Auditore de Firenze, though. Because I love Ezio.
See, I didn't really play. Actually, the first one I played was Assassin's Creed 3, which I'm in the minority of saying I loved that game.
I liked it. Assassin's Creed 2 is my favorite, though.
Yeah, I missed all those other ones. I liked how it was a slow build in the beginning. You played as a kid. I liked that it was a Native American, like, main character. You don't see that ever.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4. I mean, I think Syndicate was my favorite so far.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. I liked playing as Evie.
Yes, she was so badass. Like, I didn't want to play as Jacob at all. So anytime I was allowed to switch back to Evie, I was.
I did too.
And I got her a little pop too, because it's awesome.
I don't have a pop. I don't have any of the Assassin's Creed pops, which is a surprise because I have a bajillion pops.
They had a sale a couple weeks ago at GameStop. They had a bunch of pops that are on sale for like $5. So I got I got both the Assassin's Creed ones. I got a couple of the Ghostbusters ones. The new Ghostbusters.
New Ghostbusters?
Yeah, new. I got Melissa McCarthy's character and a ghost. I don't remember. It was a couple of them. It was cool. I like pops. I usually had...
Yeah.
I'd have it in the background, but now it's in my room, all that shit. But yeah. Pops are awesome. I see you have a bunch of nerd stuff in your background when you're doing your videos.
I do. It's kind of taking over my life.
Let it. Be happy, right?
Yeah. Actually, where I'm sitting is kind of like my office area, I like to call it, and it's getting full with stuff, too. Like, there's pops and figures and movies. I can't get my webcam to move around, so.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I'll post pictures on Instagram sometime.
Is it the background that's in most of your videos?
Uh-uh. This is in my living room.
So you got a living room full of crap and a bedroom full of crap.
Yeah.
So do you have pops in the bathroom?
Not yet.
You should have one. You should get like a little one in there to hold your toothbrush. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I should get one. I should get another one of Jamie Fraser because I'm like super obsessed with him and like make him face my shower. That'd be perfect.
I just got an idea. I want to find a pop, a cool one that I can like drill a hole in it and it can just hold my toothbrush.
You could actually probably have someone make one for you for that.
But I'd rather just buy one and drill a hole for
free. Yeah, I mean, you could do it yourself.
I'll just get a screwdriver and just manually do that shit by hand.
Yeah.
I'm a cheapskate.
Who would you have hold your toothbrush, though?
I don't know.
That's an epic. That's something epic. You have to have, like, an epic character for that.
Well, my favorite, one of my favorite characters of all time is Elizabeth from Bioshock Infinite.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, I love her. I try to reach out to Courtney Draper because she's not even doing voice acting anymore, but I'd love to get her on and talk to her. But she just got married. She's out vacationing. She doesn't check her Twitter, so I have no idea if I can ever get a hold of her.
You know, I'd love to cosplay as Elizabeth one day. That'd be super fun.
Yeah, there you go. That's that purple color. Love it.
Someone send me an Elizabeth costume.
Yes, send Alyssa. Like she doesn't want to ask, but I feel comfortable asking for her.
I need Harley Quinn, Daenerys, and Elizabeth. Just throwing that out there.
Guys, whoever's listening, you got expendable money. We know you do. I don't ask for money or donations, but I'm asking for Alyssa. Send her
stuff. Or the Instagram. You seen the Instagram picture, some of you. I think Sean has. I think you've seen him.
Yeah, I've had this whole video off-centered this whole time. You know what reminds me? It reminds me of Mr. Robot. Do you notice that when you're watching it? The really, really weird camera angles?
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, you barely see her, like, a character's head in the corner, like, the bottom left. And the next thing will be, like, barely bottom at the right. You're like, what the hell? These are weird. Like, do they not? I know they're doing it on purpose, but it's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like weird shit.
I like too. And I like how Elliot breaks the fourth wall and talks to the viewers during the episodes too.
Yeah. Like that dude has got the biggest bug eyes.
I know. At first I was like, he looks really weird. But he kind of grows on you after a while, you know? Did you play Until Dawn?
Oh yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and he was Josh in that game.
That was a good game. I really liked that game.
Oh, no, I need to replay it.
I've heard some of the choices make drastic differences.
Yeah, because, like, I had half my people die and half my people live, and I was not happy with that.
I think I survived with, like, four. I know someone who played through didn't lose anybody, and I know someone who lost almost everybody.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Yeah, I like that. I really like that game. I think, you know, it's games like that who are single platform that a lot of people just don't get to play them, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
PlayStation rules.
I know. PlayStation's the best.
PlayStation rules. Sony, send me a check.
PlayStation.
PlayStation. Does everything.
I can't do impressions.
PlayStation. Why not? I can't do impressions either. I can do an impression of me. It's pretty good. Watch. I'm doing an impression of me. How does it sound? Oh, yeah, I fucked that up. Hold on. I'm doing an impression of me. How does it? I'm doing an impression of me. How do I sound as me? Pretty good. That was pretty good. Do an impression.
I do a pretty good impression of Alyssa White.
Do one of me.
Oh gosh, I can't do that.
Welcome to episode 53 of Horribly Awkward. Do that.
Do it.
That sounded like a fire.
Do it. Do it. Don't be scared.
Welcome to episode 53 of Horribly Awkward.
You're gonna go horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
I got some questions. I'm going to ask you these questions. You probably know what they were because you maybe have listened to an episode, so you know them. So, first off, the most important question of all, Alyssa, who is your celebrity crush?
Everyone knows this. Sam Heughan. He plays Jamie Fraser on Outlander.
I haven't seen that.
I have a problem.
What's his name?
Sam Heughan.
Sam Heughan.
He's got a Twitter.
Yeah, tweet at this guy, Sam Heughan. Let everyone know that that's
Alyssa. I tried to get him to wish me a happy birthday. Like, I see him a bajillion tweets, and he never wished me a happy birthday, and I'm so upset. Like, I just wanted a happy birthday from him.
All you know, these celebrities, though, like they brush those tweets off because so many people send them. I doubt, unless you're like a smaller time celebrity, you might not even have your notifications on or even run your own account. Who knows?
Yeah.
And it's like they probably get like all these tweets like saying stuff like that. And it's like, okay, if I start this, it's never going to end. So
the thing is, though, like he'll retweet like tweets people have sent him of themselves like working out and stuff. And I'm like, you'll retweet them and their picture in workout gear, but you won't say happy birthday to me?
What a dick. What a dick. Let's tweet out this motherfucker right now. What's his name again? How do I say this?
Sam Heughan. It's a difficult last name.
Yeah, I'm already lost. I'll quit. I don't want to be mean. So, and number two question is, if you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
Eventually, guys will like you. And you'll wish that some of them wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. You getting some creepers on your Facebook? I mean, on your YouTube?
Yeah.
I want like stalkers and creepers. I don't get any of those.
You'll get some people telling you they jack off to you and stuff. It's great.
I would love that. That would be so fun. I'd read that shit on the podcast. Someone tweet at me or find me on my YouTube and send me a message saying you jacked off to me, and we'll read it on.
Do it right now, so we can do it in this episode.
Do it while you're jacking off.
Or she'll be like, I'm jacking off to Alyssa, and it'll be like, nope. I've seriously gotten those messages, though, and I'm just like, I didn't need to know that.
That's so weird. So you guys don't get any of that cool shit.
And, like, I've gotten so many unsolicited dick pics, it's not even funny. Like,
no
I don't
shit.
Want to see that. I don't want to see, like, I'll just get a message, I'll open it up, and be like, oh my god, throw a phone. I don't want to see that.
I just think, are any of them impressive? I need to know that.
There have been a couple that were impressive, I would say, but I still don't want to see it.
Is anyone sending the opposite of impressive? Like, why did you send me that? That's got to be embarrassing for you, dude.
Oh, they have, and I never reply to them. I'm just like, okay, just ignore it. Just act like it never happened.
That's so weird.
Like, I've had the thought, like, maybe save the pictures and use them as blackmail, but I'm not that kind of person, so...
That's so weird. Like, someone just wants to take a picture of their junk and send it. I don't know. That's a world I've never been in. That's so strange.
Yeah.
Number three, build a three-topping pizza. Go.
Okay. Pepperoni, Canadian bacon, and bell pepper.
Canadian. You like a lot of grease.
Yeah, apparently I do.
No, that's all
I'm
good.
I'm from the South, after all.
I go with Canadian bacon, regular bacon, and pineapple. It's bomb. Yeah, that pineapple, or just bacon and pineapple. It's fantastic. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say Horribly Awkward Podcast?
Sean.
What's the second thing that comes to your mind when I say Horribly Awkward Podcast?
Awkward.
I need to upscale my awkwardness. Okay, if you... we're out cruising through Arizona, and you saw UFO land, clearly, 50 feet from you. You could clearly see this UFO land. Alien got out, saw you, got spooked, got back in, took off before you got your phone out. Are you going to tell people?
I'd probably tell people, and no one would believe me. I'd be like, okay, cool. It's just my little secret then.
You saw a freaking alien. You saw an alien. You're going to be so passionate about telling people about this. And the more you tell people, the more they want to put you in a straitjacket and put you in a padded room.
I know. Or I could end up on one of those shows like about finding aliens where people are like, I swear I saw this alien in the middle of the night in the woods. And there's a piece of tinfoil right here. And that's how I know the alien was there.
But you're going to be so passionate. You saw it. I saw this freaking alien.
I saw it.
I fucking saw it. I swear to God. Mom, listen to me. I saw an alien. I saw an alien. I shook its hand. Damn it.
I gave it a hug.
Alyssa, go to your room. Go to your room, damn it. And don't come out for 3 weeks.
Hey, my room's awesome. That's where all my consoles and stuff are. So, I mean, that's fine with me.
Gladly. I'll go in my room. Thank you. Yeah, it's I don't know. I always wondered about like these things. Like if you actually saw an alien, like you, I mean, you could try to tell people, but nobody's gonna believe you at all. Just at all, just doesn't matter. Ted never replied. What a punk!
Oh come on, Ted.
Yeah, Ted.
Mate, this is sad.
He's mad at me for my Titanfall comments. I'm gonna try him again.
Sad Lisa.
Mr. Tedekin. Did you watch Ted's cartoon, Combat Kids?
Yes. I loved it. Like, I shared it several times, and I told him several times I loved it.
Yeah, it was so awesome. I want to be in the second one. I want to get my voice in there.
I do, too. Hey. Like, I don't know who I'd play, but I could be an adorable little girl.
I think Ted's probably playing video games. Oh, I'll give up on him. Ted?
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Ted,
there's your singing.
Oh, Ted again. So what games are you looking forward to? Got any games coming out you're looking forward to? I've been kind of out of the loop on what's coming out. I know, like, Gears of War's coming out. My most anticipated game that's taking a while to come out is probably Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that looks so good.
Like, coming out soon, I'd like to play Deus Ex Mankind Divided. I've heard great things so far. But, like, in the future, Mass Effect Andromeda looks great. I'm in love with the Mass Effect games.
Love Mass Effect. Tally's like my chick. Oh, I love Tally. She's got the purple color.
You love to comment on my photo on Instagram of Tally. Yes. You're like, OMG, I love Tally.
Yeah. I made a wrong choice and she died, and I had to, I pulled the cord out of my Xbox and went back and fixed that.
Where she kills herself, basically?
Yeah, like jumps off a cliff or something. So I was no.
That happened to me too. And I was like, nope, gotta redo this.
Yeah, I was like, no, pull that cord out the back. Boom, no power. I went back, loaded the last save. Oh, I was like, I'm not losing Tally. I love Tally. And there's like been all these fan photos of what her face looks like. Are any of those like actually official? Or does
I don't think so.
No.
Because Quarians can't take the masks off their face because if they did, they'd die because they can't breathe our air. So, no, I don't think they're official.
And I have no idea what she looks like, but she has a fantastic voice.
Mm-hmm. And body.
And body. And she wears purple.
So is Miranda.
Oh, Miranda. Yes, Miranda. I was always going to the office trying to, like, talk her into bed, and it never worked.
I know, me too. I was like, I just want to romance Miranda, and it's not working. So I had to sell on Caden and then Jacob on the second installment.
See, I always played
I did too.
Yeah, so I don't get I can't. It's like I don't have very many choices for the females you can romance.
I know. Like, I don't see why you couldn't romance Miranda as a female. Like,
that's one thing I was great at about Saints Row 4. You just boned everybody.
Yeah, Saints Row 4, that's what I did. Every time I'd go on the ship, it'd be like, talk to this person or bone them. I'm like, bone, and then I'd talk. Like, even the robot you could do it with.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, the robot.
Keith David, you could do it with Keith David.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was fun. What was in Saints Row 3? Who was like the one dude? There's the celebrity in there. Who was it?
Oh, gosh. Who was it?
Was it Burt Reynolds?
Yes, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Reynolds. And
he was
cool,
in it.
That'd be cool if you can bang him in four.
Someone make a mod, add that in.
Yeah, Burt Reynolds banging. In any game, I don't care what it is. Just Burt Reynolds. It could be a Lego game. I just want to bone Burt Reynolds. That would be fun. That would be totally fun. So, yeah, I don't know. This has been a great talk. Oh, let's talk about some let's talk about some personal stuff.
Okay, personal stuff.
Not too personal, but like I see a lot of your posts, so you put a lot of stuff. I can't think of the words to put out there, but I agree with like a lot of the stuff that you put out there. You put yourself out on Facebook and your opinions and your ideas and your personal stuff, which I think is really awesome.
Thank you.
I'm the same way on the podcast, but I don't do that as much through posting it. I don't know why.
Yeah. I would not used to do that because I was just very worried about my family seeing it or, you know, people from school or whatever thinking of me a certain way. But then when I started making YouTube videos and I realized the whole world can see my videos and me, it really doesn't matter if I post it on Facebook now. If people don't like it, they can just unfriend me.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of hurts.
Yeah.
A little bit, but like it's just like it's better to just be yourself and weed out all the idiots anyways. Like weed out the people you don't need, the non-supporters.
Oh yeah.
But I mean, I get really really self-conscious when it comes to like putting a selfie or anything like that. I don't do it very often. I don't do. Like I get really, really down on myself a lot, and I'll put all my YouTube videos on private. I've done this many times. Like people can't see this shit, and I'll put it all on private. And then I'm like, oh, a day or two later, I'll put it back all to you know whoever can see it. But like I don't know, I'm just not confident in that way. And I think like you talk about it a lot. I think it's really good that you just do it. Just put stuff out there. I think it's so fantastic. It shows your confidence in your videos and stuff. It shows. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
I like that. One day I'll get there.
You should be because you're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I've done a couple of those Instagram videos where like I did one last month where I was just thinking on all the guests I had on in July and it took me I want to say I recorded that thing 30 times. I recorded it like 30 times, and then I just sent it. For one, it was only a minute, and I couldn't jam-pack all the info in that 1 minute. I kept running out of time. But then I kept doing it like, oh, I could have said that different. Oh, I sound like an idiot. Why did I say that? Oh, I missed something. Oh,
A lot of my selfies actually are more than one take. Like, I'm like, should I smile? Should I do a seductive pout? Should I do a hideous face? Like, it takes me several times to pick the perfect selfie.
You'll never see me smiling because I got crooked teeth. I have the worst teeth in the world, and I hate when people see it.
I don't think your teeth are bad.
My teeth are crooked, and I got like a row of silver on the bottom for when I didn't have money and we got fillings, so it's like a row of silver. Oh.
I've got a silver tooth up here.
I got like a row. I'm proud of it. A row of silver. Like three.
Mine's somewhere over here, and I'm just like, I got a pirate tooth.
Yeah, one. That's the tooth for chewing corn nuts. I wish I could eat corn nuts. The thought scares me. I just break a tooth.
Yeah, I know.
I think what you're doing is fantastic, and just keep putting them out, putting out videos. You know, it's like. You probably think of things maybe the same way I do. It's like you do one video and maybe one video doesn't get as much views as the last video and it's discouraging.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like not everyone can watch every view. And it's like every podcast I put out, not everyone can listen to every podcast. So I stopped looking at the numbers for podcasts completely so I can't compare them to like, oh, this episode did great. That episode didn't do as good. Am I doing something wrong? It's like, no, people just didn't listen. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing what you're doing, Alyssa. I like it. It's great.
Oh, thank you. You keep doing what you're doing, Sean, because I like what you're doing.
Thank you.
And you're fantastic.
We support each other.
Yes, we do. It's a mutual love fest.
And we got to get Maggie Carr. We're going to talk to
her. Yes.
It's going to happen.
Did we get any voicemails?
Oh, you know what? I love you. Thank you.
I love you too, Sean.
Yeah, I have a voicemail. I even mentioned it in the beginning. And what happened was I forgot. You're the best. Now I gotta find
it. No one called in saying I was hot, so.
Oh, no recent voicemails, I don't think. Let me check my emails. No recent voicemails. No, I'm sorry, Alyssa. But maybe they will. When they hear this, maybe they will. But I always tell people to leave me voicemails all the time, and they don't. But I do have a voicemail right now from Alex.
Okay.
From Is Anyone There? 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 And here he is.
Fuller. It's Alex from the Is Anyone There? 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 Podcast. Sorry about that. Every time I say the word or the phrase, is anyone there, 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 I always stutter on the there, so I don't know for that. But anyways, I'm on a run right now, held up in a Quickie Mart, a huge horde walking by right now, zombies. Just want to say thank you for calling in and letting us know about your situation last week. It's good to see that you're doing well. Your legs are strong, as obvious. I lost my fucking train of thought. Cut that out. Whatever I just said, I was horribly awkward, so, you know. Well, actually play it. So, yeah, that's even better. Anyways, I'm held up in this place. Zach's back at home, banging a couple of zombies. I just want to say thank you. You're making your way towards us. We sent the donkey out, the turtle out, and here you're picking. Pretty sure all of them have died at this point, but at least you'll find their carcasses with the map to get to our place. So, for all your listeners, they want to take a, or tune into our, podcast. It's, Is Anyone There? And it's on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, and all those other fucking places. You can hit us up on Twitter too. So, thank you again. Love the show. And, look forward to hearing from you again. I hope this is one of the most horribly awkward voicemails you've ever received. So yeah. Thanks again, dude.
Yes, Alex, dude, thanks. You guys, if you guys haven't listened to the Is Anyone There? 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 Podcast, check it out, because it's a fully improv podcast based in the post-apocalyptic zombie universe. And survivors call in. Alyssa, you can call in and leave a message, and you can go on this podcast if you want. I'll set you up.
I totally have to do it.
It's fun. You just go and, like, yeah. My episode aired last week, episode 18. It's called Buff Ass Legs. And if you want to know why it's called Buff Ass Legs, you gotta listen, because it's hilarious. It's offensive. It's crossed the line. It was fun. These guys are awesome. I love that people are just doing interesting things, and it's just it's really cool. Is anyone there? There, 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 there. I notice how he says every time he says it, he does the echo. But the last time he said it, when before he said it was on iTunes, you didn't do the echo, Alex.
Oh. Being called out.
Yep. Yep. So maybe I'll edit some echoes in there. There, 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 there.
Thanks there, for there, 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 there.
Dimma, dimma, dimma. Is anybody there? There, 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 there. Everybody there, 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 there. Zombie, zombie unit. Okay. I'll be going forever. Yeah, dude. So if you guys want to leave a voicemail like Alex did, you can at 510-600-3475. That's 510-600-3475. You know, I just noticed I keep scratching my nose because I get all clogged up in the summer. I can't breathe, mm-hmm. So I use that nose spray. And when I use the nose spray, it dries up and it just itches. And I constantly do this. And I guess I didn't notice it as much till right now. I probably look like a cokehead. I'm just like...
Don't worry, I've been like wobbing at my mouth because like I feel something there, but I'm like, I'm on camera.
I just noticed it when I looked at myself and I was like scratching my nose. I'm like, damn, I've been probably doing that the whole time. Yeah, because it sucks. Yeah, weird. You guys, I should edit that out. Nope, I don't edit shit.
Nah.
I don't edit shit. This is cool. I'm gonna tell Maggie Carr and we're gonna make it happen.
We're gonna be best friends.
And I'm so jealous that there's a guy who's a fiance. Somebody is getting married to her, and it's not me. She's gorgeous. That's not
she
happening.
She is.
Maggie Carr, thanks for being you. So let's roll out of this podcast, Alyssa.
Okay.
Are you ready to do the wrap up? Ayo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Come on, man, wrap it up, son.
Okay, shameless plug time. You should totally subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/UnchartedGirl88. where I do a bunch of videos about random geeky stuff like reviews and favorites, and Inside Lisa White, where you ask me questions and I answer them and it gets really inappropriate and fun. And if I hit 2,000 subs, I'll do something special. I don't know what yet. Maybe I'll wear a costume if someone sends it to me. And also, I do have my own website, alleycatgeekery.com, alleycatgeekery.com, where I do reviews and I talk about press releases and just opinion things I have, and it's great. It's fun. And I would love to have you as part of the Alley Cat family.
Yeah, you guys, listen! Go!
And plus, I have like Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, all those great social media sites you can follow me on.
Snapchat is over my head. I downloaded it once. I had no idea what the fuck I was doing, so I just deleted it. I had no idea. All I know is that...
Mostly what I do is just I lip sync to songs and I use the filters. That's basically all I do.
I know. I see a lot of cool, like that face swap thing is really awesome. Like, people, when they face swap with, like, a dog, it's creepy as fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
I need to face swap with my cat.
Face swap sounds like a sexual thing.
It does.
So don't do that with your cat.
No. But, you know, you can turn pretty much anything sexual if you think about it hard enough.
Everything turns sexual and horribly awkward, guys. Yeah, guys, everyone do go out there and follow Alyssa. I mean, I can't get people to come to my YouTube channel, but they probably like you more.
Oh, you're way cooler than me.
I don't agree with that, but I'll go with that just to be nice. Okay, but I don't agree. Guys, go check Alyssa out. Follow her on Facebook page, follow her YouTube, Twitter, all that stuff. She says she has Snapchat, Instagram. Anything you don't do?
I don't have a Tumblr.
I don't even know what Tumblr is. The fuck is Tumblr?
It's just a bunch of like GIFs, GIFs, whatever you want to call it and stuff. It's just, I don't even know. I don't care.
Bunch of GIF GIFs.
GIF GIFs,
yeah. GIF GIFs. If you guys like GIF GIFs, go to Tumblr. But since I'm not on there and Alyssa's not on there, you guys are going to a whack-ass site or program or whatever it is.
It's super old. Like, it was around when I was in high school, and that's been, like, when I entered high school, it was 2006, so that's 10 years. Man. It's been around for at least 10 years.
2006, guys. You guys hear that? I graduated 98.
Well, I graduated 2010, but I started high school 2006.
2010.
Yeah.
So I've got 11 years, 12 years. Fuck, I don't know. I'm an old man. Besides that, you guys know all my info, but I'm going to tell you once again. Also, oh yeah, go listen to Passersby. It'll be out tomorrow, Sunday the 21st, episode 47. It's with me. Really cool personal stuff. Matt's a super awesome dude. He's really good at listening, which I'm not. I tend to like talk in more than I should, but I'm a podcaster. Matt's really good at listening, so I talked a lot. So it's him listening and not doing a lot of talking, and me not listening and doing a lot of talking, it worked perfectly. It's like a Tetris piece. Perfect Tetris piece. So go listen to that. And is anyone there? Obviously, listen to Buff Ass Legs episode number 18. I'm on there. Big shout out to Zach and Alex. You guys are awesome. And Alyssa, we're going to set her up. She's got to go on and do that podcast. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Yes, I have to.
Yes, you got to do it. So Horribly Awkward can be found on the BS Podcast Network. So shoot over to BS Podcast Network. Nope, that's a lie. Shoot over to BS Pod. No, that's true. BSPodcastNetwork.com. There's a lot of other cool shows on that network. The Pure BS Podcast, Real Stupid Podcast, The XD Experience, Accidentally the Whole Tip. That turned naughty quick.
Ooh, that's what she said.
That is what she said. Hopefully she didn't say that. Literally, hopefully she doesn't have a tip to accidentally poke you with. The Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, which is dirty, and Geek Dig. Geek Dig is awesome. More geek shit. Alyssa, you should go over there and do that podcast too. You'd love it.
I should. You should totally hook me up with all these podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these guys. Yeah, dude, definitely. And I know Arlo from the Random Chatterings, he'd probably love to interview. Arlo loves to laugh. He's a fun dude to hang out with on a podcast.
Arlo's an awesome name. I just want to do a podcast with him because he has an awesome name, so.
I call him Arlo, but his name is Arlil. It's like A-R-L-I-L-L. But like Arlil does not roll off my tongue nice, so I either call him Arlo or Arlamos or Arlosaurus Rex.
That's totally easier to say than Arlil.
Arlil. I don't know, it doesn't work with me. You guys can find me on Twitter and on every gaming platform. I am They Call Me Iams, T-H-E-Y. C-A-L-L-M-E-I-A-M-S. Iams is spelled just like the dog food. And that is me on, that's my personal Twitter and PS4, Origin, Steam, Xbox, all that stuff. Alyssa, add me.
You'll have to add me too.
Well, you have to add me and then I'll add you back.
Okay.
Hopefully I go on the console soon. I really turn them on anymore. I need to turn them on more.
I need to game more.
We all need to game more.
I think the world would be a better place if we gamed more.
If everybody gamed, it'd stay inside, it'd be less crime because people would be playing their Xbox.
No.
but my horribly awkward Twitter handle is @awkward_podcast. You guys can find me on Twitter there. Email is horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. And that voicemail number is 510-600-3475. Alyssa, what's a good reason to leave a voicemail?
I'm pretty.
Call and leave.
No, Sean's awesome, and you should leave him a voicemail.
I'm pretty as well. I'm pretty.
He is
lame.
Very pretty.
I'm pretty lame. Oh, okay.
No, you're not.
And 18 minutes later, just trying to do the outro of the podcast. I do have a Facebook page, and if I do go live on Facebook, you'll get a notification if you guys follow me at Horribly Awkward Podcast on Facebook. Right now, this is live, so you can actually go back and check the live. Do they stay on there? Live videos? Do they stay there for a while?
Oh, yeah. They stay there forever.
Cool, yeah. Forever. Cool. Hopefully, it came out good. And it's going to be... And if you want
to see, like all the likes and hearts and stuff, they float across the screen, and it's really fun to watch.
Oh, I haven't been watching. No, there's no way it's hearting.
You can see it. You can see it during the replay when you watch it later.
Oh, look, it says, Horribly Awkward is now live. It says, 854 people reached. That's a lot of people that saw it, but that's a bigger percentage of people who didn't come and watch it, you assholes.
Yeah, like, jeez.
Jesus Christ, there was like 850 of you that didn't come. But you guys, whoever did come, I love you, I love you, I love you. Each and every one of you, you guys are so fucking awesome. We're best friends. Add me on Facebook, or you can send me a message on this, and you can be my actual friend on Facebook. I don't want to say what it is on here because I'll just get some randos. Maybe I'll get those creepers. I don't mind. You know, I don't mind a stalker every once in a while.
Wants someone to tell him that they're jacking off to him.
Yeah, tell me you're jacking off. I'd love it. Alyssa, what is one thing you've learned on today's podcast?
Probably the Christmas thing in Alabama. I've also learned it's really fun to be on a podcast, and I'm kind of addicted to it now.
You should. Podcasts are fun. It's way better when you put it out in audio and it just sounds like a product. You know what, Alyssa? I learned that the sex toys are illegal in Alabama. Like, what the hell?
I know. We can't get down with it here.
Yeah, you got to be careful on how you eat hot dogs in public because they'll come up on you and arrest you.
I know.
You can't do it like that. You can't eat corn dogs like that, guys.
God, hide your dildos, people.
Hide your penetrators.
And your handcuffs.
Hide the penetrators.
The 8-foot-long penetrator.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Alyssa, for coming on. I really do appreciate it. This is a great time.
Well, thank you. It's been an honor to have you pop my podcast cherry.
Woohoo!
I had to say that. That was scripted in my head for the whole entire time.
You had to. Yeah, I love it. It made me feel awkward. It makes me sweat a little bit. I get a little,
yes!
I blush a little bit, and I know you're going to go on a couple other podcasts because I know it's going to happen. I'm going to make it happen for you.
We're going to make it happen.
Yes.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
You know what's funny is like...
Why is it so funny?
The sound got weird when he said it. It was like, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Yes, I managed to butcher it.
Alyssa.
You get Sean.
Before we get started, I need you to tell me a story. Any story you want. First thing that pops in your mind, go for it.
I fell into a creek once when I couldn't swim when I was on a Girl Scout trip, and that was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I thought I was going to drown, and all the other girls told me there were piranhas in the creek, so I freaked out even more.
While you were in the water?
Like, right after I got out, they were like, oh my gosh, Alyssa, there were so many piranhas in there, and you almost died, and I was already crying because I thought I was going to drown, and then to hear that there were piranhas in the water made me freak out even more, and I cried so much I'd be taken home. And I remember my clothes were so soaking wet that the troop leaders had to lead me off to the side and hold up a towel, and they had some clothes from somewhere, like I guess they had like Mary Poppins bag. They pulled out like random clothes that I got to change into behind a sheet while we're out in the middle of the forest. That was the most traumatizing, embarrassing, funny story I could think of, just like off the top of my head.
Oh wow! So how did you fall in the creek though? Were you just playing around?
Like there's a rocky bridge thing that goes across the creek to the other side. For I don't know how to describe it, but it was covered with leaves, and the leaves covered a hole, and I stepped in the hole and fell in the water.
Someone set a trap.
I know, they're like, we need to drown Alyssa.
Oh my god, so you fell in the water, and then you were struggling, and how long did it take you to get out? I need to know the details.
Probably just a couple of seconds, like, the troop leaders pretty much pulled me out, but by then I was just, like, panicking. I was like, I can't swim, I'm gonna drown, and then all the other girls were like, there were piranhas in the creek!
Oh.
But I was too dumb at that point to realize piranhas can't live in creeks. So
I don't know that. That's a fact that I don't know. So
I'm pretty sure they're only in South Africa, like close to here. So South America, South Africa. I don't know my geology.
I don't know it either. You can tell me anything right now and I'll believe it.